I've got Marcus Hughes on the phone with me this time. Marcus, are you there? Have I lost him again? That can't be right. Oh, are you there, Marcus?
Yep.
Oh, good. Fantastic. Having a few issues in here. Hope little teething problems. Luckily, I've got some great staff on hand. So, Marcus, please, you are the head of Indigenous... Can I let you say your title for me?
Yeah, absolutely. Head of Indigenous Engagement and Strategy at the Museum of Applied Arts and Sciences.
Yep.
It's a long one, isn't it?
It is a long one. But you've got... like as you said to me before, you're not hired to be a curator, but this is your first exhibition that you're curating. Can I call it an exhibition? Because it seemed it was
absolutely
a lot more than that when I was reading through the description.
Yeah, I guess it's the language we use, isn't it? So yeah, we'll call it an exhibition. But it's a really lovely experience, I hope, for the people that come to see it.
I think that's a good way of putting it, an experience. So I will, from what I understand, it's a meshing or a mix of modern technology with, I feel like I'm still simplifying it, Indigenous cultural narrative. Is that correct?
Yep, absolutely.
Good.
Yeah, and looking at, you know, how our cultural practices have developed over 60,000 years and the level of sophistication within that, you know, there's an assumption often, I guess, that, you know, traditional practice is quite simple, but really it's incredibly complex and incredibly sophisticated. And, you know, it's the reason we survived for 60,000 years managing this country.
Exactly.
And now embracing new technologies to continue to develop those practices.
You've called the exhibition Linear. Can you sort of expand a little bit more on why you've named it that?
Yeah, look, a friend of mine, Matt Pohl, who's a curator at the Maclay Museum, showed me this map that one of our elders from Western Australia had drawn of his understanding of thong line across country. And it's this incredible web of lines and triangles and meeting places. And that sort of gave us the inspiration for really wanting to look at how these lines connect us and join us together as communities and brings our diverse populations and nations together with common threads. So that's where it started. And then we started to look at what line is when it's about passing on knowledge, line when we're, you know, building family, line when we're working with design, and it's really about where we are all headed together into the future.
Fantastic. And future, speaking of, so you've got some exhibitions that use augmented reality and virtual reality. I was yep. How easy was that to integrate the two together, sort of using...
Look, really, really practical, really simple. Mm. You know, it all made absolute sense. So in the exhibition, we've got a message stick that was built by community, but under the guidance of Michaela Jade, who's a really remarkable woman, who's been working with VR, an Aboriginal woman who has just developed incredible things. And so for the International Year of Indigenous Languages, she created a message stick and then added augmented reality to it so that when you put a device onto the message stick, two aunties emerge from it, and that you can have conversation with them in their language.
Wow.
And then they translate that. So you ask them, you know, tell us about the sky, and they will give you their understanding of the sky and the stars in their language, and then translate it into English. So it's a really beautiful thing. And that was presented to the United Nations in April.
Amazing.
So, yeah, so that's incredible. And then Lynette Walworth, a filmmaker, worked with Nyeri Nyeri Morgan, a Maru man from South Australia, who was one of the survivors of the nuclear testing at Maralinga.
Mm.
And in his desire to tell that story of his first encounter with nuclear disaster, Lynette worked with him to create this virtual reality experience where you sit with him and he tells you the story, but you also experience the nuclear blast as well.
Oh, wow.
And it's so powerful. And
this is part of the exhibition that you can go now to see as well?
That's
experience.
Right, yeah.
Really, it's an experience, isn't it?
Yeah, and that virtual experience is sort of 20 minutes long.
Okay.
And it's incredibly powerful, incredibly moving.
Has it been a sense of accomplishment for you to sort of be able to put this together as well in such a way?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and I guess one of the beautiful things is we've got a great team of young Aboriginal people here working at the museum who act as moderators for the exhibition. And we brought them in yesterday, and they were so proud of the material that's in the exhibition, the content, the stories that it tells. It really filled them with pride. And for me, you know, as an old fella, that's such an important part of my cultural mandate, is to make sure that our young ones are able to build their identity through the work that we do.
I am going to have to, I could talk for hours on this, I'm going to have to leave it here, but is there one sort of piece or experience that you're really excited about other than the ones we talked about before?
Look, it's really difficult, but there's one beautiful, beautiful piece created by Bernard Singleton, and it's three branches.
Yep.
One for the past, one for the present, and the future is the third one. And suspended from them are 250 language sticks to represent the languages that were spoken before settlement, and also it commemorates the 250th anniversary since the arrival of Cook in Sydney, Botany Bay.
It sounds fantastic. I think people really need to see it for themselves. Now, is it opening on the 15th of November? Is that correct?
Opening 15th of November, absolutely, and running through until the 30th of June next year.
Oh, fantastic. So lots of time. Yeah. But do go see it, though. And it's part of the Powerhouse admission as well, isn't it? So
that's right, yes.
Well, I personally am so excited to see it. Thank you, Marcus, for putting up through the false starts there. And you have a wonderful opening. Well recommended.
Thank you.
And where can people go to find out more about this exhibition as well?
The MAS website, the Museum of Applied Arts and Sciences website.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for calling in. I look forward to seeing it for myself.
Oh, fantastic.
You have a good afternoon.
Okay.